This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. Next week's California primary election may see the largest increase in new voters in decades. More than 850,000 Californians have joined the voter rolls since the first of the year. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports on what this election means for new voters and the presidential candidates.
Claudio Valenzuela is a man on a mission.
And I'll show you the back as well. Come on down.
The soft-spoken registrar of voters from Monterey County gives me a tour of the elections office.
We have a voter registration here. They have been very busy.
The office looks like a department store at Christmas. New voters are registering to vote. Others are asking questions while the staff gears up for what's likely to be a very busy night.
We have 14,000 more registered voters than we had four years ago. Yeah. And the last 3 months has been a surge.
In Santa Cruz County, the number of registered voters has also gone up. It's added 7,000 new voters just since the first of the year. The largest block of new voters is young people. One out of four of the new voters is under 25. Two-thirds are under 35. Some of those new voters could be found at the Hillary Clinton rally in Salinas. Just a few feet from screaming protesters, first-time voter Rachel Bizio waits for the doors at the rally to open. She turned 18 in April, and she says she's been following the election closely.
I think this is an incredibly pivotal election. We've seen a lot of anger come out in this country with the emergence of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, and I think there's a lot of important issues to deal with. Reproductive rights, immigration, all those are really important this year, especially with the Supreme Court the way it is also.
4 days later, and across the bay in Santa Cruz, first-time voter Christian Michalak waits in line at a Bernie Sanders rally. He likes how Sanders is self-funding his campaign, and he's angry at claims that Hillary Clinton has the nomination wrapped up.
I think it's kind of a scam. I think the people are getting ripped off with these super delegates, and I honestly don't think it's fair at all. And, you know, there was some voting scams and fraud going on, and that's, you know, that's not okay. That's not a fair election. That is not, it's not America.
Political parties are not public institutions.
That's Phil Trounstein. He's co-founder of the political news website CalBuzz. He loves politics the way most people love their kids. He says people wrongly think the presidential primaries are run by the government. They're not. The presidential primaries are political party functions, and the parties make the rules. And those rules mean the delegate count is not likely to shift in the California primary.
While there's a total of 548 delegates, neither Clinton nor Sanders is going to get them all. They're going to be divided up. So in the end, Sanders, even if he won the statewide vote, which he could do, then it's not enough delegates to make a big difference for him.
Back at the Clinton rally in Salinas, Rachel Bizio shows the enthusiasm of young voters. She says voting next week will fulfill a long-time dream.
Well, I turned 18 in April, and I've always wanted to be a politically involved citizen, so I registered like a week after I turned 18.
Polls open Tuesday morning at 7 and close at 8 in the evening. If you're voting by mail, your ballot must arrive at the registrar's office by Tuesday. Otherwise, you can drop it off at your polling place. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.